Welcome back to EcoTalk, and joining me in studio is Nell Newman, who is the founder and president of Newman's Own Organics, and also the daughter of a guy named Paul Newman, who has eyes as your eyes are as blue as his. But where did this,
I think his are bluer.
Where did this green blood come from in your family? Your mother, Joanne Woodward, also. As long as I can remember, since I've been doing green radio about 9 years, I remember hearing these PSAs that would play at KCBS where I worked.
Yes.
And she was talking about recycling. I thought, wow, cool.
Yep.
Where did this come from in the family?
I think it came from Mom. Mom was really sort of she was the person who was into recycling long before anybody else was, and was very environmentally aware as when I was growing up.
Now, since Newman's Own products have been sold, and that's a little over 2 decades now, it's always had some nonprofit support environmental groups aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
How much have they raised to donate to environmental groups?
Oh, I don't know about environmental groups, but Dad's donated over $200
million. Wow. Environmental and other nonprofits that are doing good works.
Yeah.
You brought a whole new element, and that's the organic and fair trade aspects to products. How did that come about?
I started as a frustrated fundraiser for a small nonprofit, and I wanted to do something like Dad was doing, but I wanted to do it a little differently. And I was living in Santa Cruz, and I kept seeing a lot of really good organic, so I thought, well, why not do it like that, do utilize organic ingredients and donate the profits to charity, worthy organizations like the one I was running, small nonprofits who don't get money.
And how did you introduce the concept to your family?
I made Dad a Thanksgiving dinner that was 100% organic, and I didn't tell him until he's finished wiping his plate clean. So that was how I convinced him.
He said, gee, that tasted not only the same, but maybe even better.
Yes, exactly.
So
you know, he thought it was something healthy and whole wheat, like the nut loaf with yeast gravy my mother used to make in the 70s.
Now, at that point, did he have any organic lines, or did you just bring that to the business?
And
you started, so it's really a separate business, Newman's Own Organics.
We started off as a division, and now we're a separate company.
And how fast are you growing?
We've had growth every year. So just like the organics industry, we've had growth every year.
You started with organic pretzels. By the way, I love your salt and pepper pretzels.
Aren't
you're the only
good
one who thought to put pepper. I mean,
that
what a great idea.
Brilliant. I love pepper.
My favorite. My 10-year-old doesn't like the pepper. She picks it off, but I love it. And that was during the carb, when we used to like carbs.
Yes, so that was the big carb time.
I was eating
carbs
pretzels.
Were in.
I was eating pretzels the other night, and I thought, how bad is this? I was feeling so much guilt, like I might have felt eating, you know, a fat, juicy piece of meat, you know, in the old days.
When we first started pretzels 13 years ago, carbs were in.
Yeah.
That was 15 years ago. It was the big thing.
But they're not so terrible in moderation either.
No.
And now you sell everything from pretzels to pet food, and much of that is fair trade. You don't have fair trade pet food yet.
No, the only thing that's fair trade is the coffee.
Okay. Why is that important to have fair trade coffee?
Well, particularly with coffee, because the coffee market plummeted so much that people were abandoning their cooperatives and were unable to get a living wage, and that's why it's really important in the coffee realm.
Now, organic is not necessarily synonymous with fair trade, although many fair trade products are organic.
Yes, but it's different certification. They're both independent third-party certification, and they're done separately.
And how much has the fair trade sector grown? Because I seem to see it more and more on everything from sugar now to rice.
You're just beginning to have a lot more fair trade products coming into the country.
I was at Nordstrom's the other day with my daughter, and they had coffee for sale in the little espresso section, and it was fair trade. And I thought, cool, Nordstrom's going
You're
to fair
kidding.
Trade. Maybe
I
this really
no
is
idea.
Becoming mainstream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I bought it, even though I really don't drink coffee, just to support the cause.
Oh, that's good.
I do drink coffee more than I should have. I got off it a few years ago, back into tea, but, you know, with a planet to save and so much to do.
There's
every day,
fair,
you need
fair trade tea also.
There is.
Yeah.
So tell us what that means exactly, fair trade.
Fair trade price right now for coffee is $1.46, organic fair trade. And, you know, you don't even really know what the regular price is because it goes through so many levels. It's around 65 cents a pound. So it's not a living wage. And so that's what fair trade attempts to address. They pay more for organic, and then they pay more for the fair trade price, so to provide a living wage to the people who are growing it.
Isn't Starbucks selling some fair trade blends?
Yes.
Is it enough to make a difference? I mean, they're so big.
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine because they're a big company, but I'm not sure. I don't have their numbers.
You've partnered with Green Mountain Coffee to offer fair trade, or is it organic?
Yes. All of our coffee is organic and fair trade.
And where can it be found?
It's got found a lot of grocery stores and a lot of natural food stores.
I think more people are aware of fair trade and the need to support it. And while they're sipping their, you know, morning cup of Java, it's a nice thing to really have that consciousness start your day.
And, you know, to remember, as I discovered when I was in Guatemala, all of those coffee beans are picked one by one. I mean, it is an incredibly labor-intensive process. So it's a very interesting process to see, to actually see how your coffee is grown and picked, and to remember that, you know, each bean is picked by hand.
And how much pesticides are needed for non-organic coffee? Is it a highly, you know, chemically laden plant?
It depends on how it's grown. It's traditionally a shade crop. It usually grows in the understory of the jungle, so when it's grown on a plantation, they need more chemicals to support it because it doesn't like being grown in a plantation setting. It likes to be grown in the jungle.
And they do that to grow more of it faster?
Artificial fertilizers, pest control, etc.
Okay, do you have a website where people can learn more about what products you offer? Perhaps
yeah.
they don't have a Whole Foods in their neighborhood?
It's newmansownorganics.org.
And can they order products there?
No.
So it's just...
I'm sorry. .com.
Okay. But you have to ask your local...
Yeah, I mean, it's available in, certainly around here, all local natural food stores and grocery stores.
What are you working on next, product-wise?
Our most recent thing has been produce, and that's carrots, salad greens, sweet potatoes, things like that. That's just coming in, and I can't tell you the next one because it's a secret.
Okay, we'll have you back when that's revealed. Thanks, Nell Newman. And
you're welcome.
Great work
Thank
on
you.
This wonderful company.